Grandpa's Pockets, A Family Tradition, written by Lisa Dittmar. My grandfather was a blacksmith, and his name was George. One winter's day, George's wife Minnie, who was also my grandma, walked into his blacksmith shop and said, "What a mess! Why do you keep so many things you don't need? For instance, why are those 3 pairs of old overalls hanging on nails on the wall? Why don't you just throw them in the fire?" A blacksmith's job is to make things out of metal, particularly iron and steel. He had a big fire, which he called a forge, and he pumped a strong wind into the forge using a pair of bellows. The bellows were made of leather with 2 wooden handles and had a small pipe at one end where the air came out. The bellows made the fire burn hotter. When the steel went into the fire, it would start off black. As it became hotter, it would turn red and then pink and then white. When it was white and soft, George could bend it and hammer it to any shape he wanted. When the shaping was finished, he put it in cold water to cool down. This was in the days when there were as many horses and carts on the road as there were motorized cars, and his favorite job was making new shoes for the horses out of pieces of steel. It was a dirty job, so he always wore dark blue overalls. The overalls quickly became dirty and had to be washed every week. As well as getting dirty, the overalls soon became torn and had holes in them from the hot metal. When a pair of overalls became totally worn out, George did not throw them away. He just hung them on a nail which he had hammered into the wall of his blacksmith's shop. He used to say, "I don't like throwing things away. You never know when you're going to find them useful." "I will throw them in the fire," he told Minnie. "But first, I will cut away the pockets. I've just had an idea how I can use them. I will wash them and paint brightly coloured spots on them. Then we can fill them with chocolates and sweets and give them as Christmas presents to our 3 grandchildren." "What a good idea," she said. "I know this because I was one of those grandchildren." He did this each Christmas until he stopped being a blacksmith. By then, it had become a family tradition. My father kept the tradition going. He was called Bernard, and he was a carpenter. Carpenters make all sorts of things out of wood. He made furniture, chairs, tables, and cupboards. He made wooden stairs, doors, and window frames. He built wooden sheds, and sometimes even helped to build wooden houses. At Christmas time, he used to make wooden toys for my brother and sister, and for me. I remember my father making a doll's house and a wooden toy train. Being a carpenter was also a dirty job, but not as dirty as the job of George the blacksmith. Bernard also wore overalls, but his were white ones. When they too became dirty, worn, and old, he hung them on a hook behind the kitchen door. One day, his wife Gladys, who was also my mother, said, "Bernard, why are all those old overalls hanging on the kitchen door? Get rid of them now." "Okay," he said, "but why don't we do what my dad used to do? We can save the pockets before we throw the overalls away. At Christmas time, we can wrap lots of small chocolates in bright, shiny paper, put them in the pockets, and give them as presents to our 4 grandchildren." So this is what he did. The tradition continued, except that the pockets were then white instead of blue. When I became a grandpa, I did not keep the tradition going. My wife Anne said, "I think it was a lovely tradition. It is a shame that it has stopped. Does that make me a bad person?" My excuse was that I worked in an office. I did not have a dirty job and didn't wear overalls. I never thought about giving pockets of chocolates to my grandchildren. We now have a grandson called Thomas. His mother is Maria, and his father is our son, Chris. Thomas has decided to start the tradition again, but this time he does it in a different way. Instead of granddad giving pockets of chocolates to grandchildren, a grandchild gives pockets of chocolates to his grandpa. Last Christmas, when he gave me one of these pockets filled with chocolates, I said, "Thank you very much, Thomas. That is beautiful. And I do love chocolate." "Where did you get the pocket from?" "I made it myself, Grandad Peter. My mum said I could have one of her cloth shopping bags. I cut out 2 pieces of cloth the size of a pocket, and I glued them together along 3 of the edges. To make it look pretty, I glued little white buttons onto the front of the pocket. Then I added the chocolates and put all of it into a parcel made from Christmas wrapping paper. The pocket looks very much like the ones I used to get from my grandpa George when I was small. The only difference is that my grandpa was a big man and he wore big overalls with big pockets. Next year you might like to think about making a bigger one. But Grandad Peter, won't that mean that there will need to be more chocolate inside the pockets? I pretended to be surprised. Oh yes, Thomas, I hadn't thought of that. But if it is not a problem for you, it certainly won't be a problem for me.